This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. Yesterday, the body of a missing American sailor involved in the crash between a commercial vessel and a U.S. warship off the Singapore waters was found. Ongoing search and rescue operation is still looking for the others said to be missing when the Japan-based U.S. destroyer USS John S. McCain crashed with a commercial merchant ship. Now, the bodies on board, there were bodies on board, but we also know that some five sailors were injured in that crash. On the line, we have Ridzwan Rahmat, Senior Defence and Security Analyst with the publication Jane's by IHS Market. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to begin with the fact that the search and rescue operation seems to have brought Malaysia and Singapore together, but it's also highlighted the fact that the area in which the crash happened is in dispute. This disputed territory also raises questions, and it seems to be rife on Twitter and other social media, about the mission of the USS John S. McCain. Would you have any information as to why that vessel was there?
Yeah, I think the position of the vessel raises some concerns, especially in China. I think the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson, I think she commented yesterday that, you know, China is concerned with regards to the accident and the subsequent search and rescue operations. So I think the reason why it has raised concerns, not only because the area is a disputed maritime territory between Malaysia and Singapore, but also the area is in very close proximity to the nearest dash in Beijing's declared 9-dash line demarcation, which is just, you know, approximately 250 nautical miles away. So I think China might be worried about the multinational show of military force so near to what it considers to be its territorial waters.
Rizal, before we get to the question of China, I want to come to the question of the USS John S. McCain. Now, it's part of the, as I understand it, the US 7th Fleet, which operates between 40 and 60 ships in the region any one time. And the question is, what do they do specifically? And how does it relate to the expression that you just used, that coming from the Chinese Foreign Ministry, of freedom of navigation? Could you help us unpack this rather convoluted notion of freedom of navigation that both China and the US purportedly are protecting?
Yeah, first let me clarify that John McCain is based with the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet. And the 7th Fleet mandate of operations stretch all the way from Guam all the way to the Indian Ocean region. So from the U.S. Navy's point of view, its vessels can be anywhere within this particular theater. And the fact that it was in a Singapore Strait is actually quite routine for the service. And I think with regards to your question on the freedom of navigation operations is... I would like to highlight that John McCain, the ship that was involved in this accident, is actually just 2 weeks ago in the South China Sea, and it was conducting a freedom of navigation operation in a Mischief Reef, and it sailed within 12 nautical miles of this feature. Let me explain what this is. So from the U.S. point of view, a freedom of navigation operation is when a warship challenges the country's territorial claims by coming in within the 12 nautical miles that it claims to have around that particular island. And it does this to challenge excessive maritime territorial claims, not only in the South China Sea, but in other regions as well.
Now, what we understand, of course, is that, and you mentioned this earlier, the dash, the 9-dash line, which is the way China makes claim over the parts of the South China Sea. But have we in recent times had an escalation in tensions between these two contending naval forces? Have we seen, in fact, these instances of, as you put it, freedom of navigation maneuvers? Are they leading to increased tensions in the South China Sea?
Oh yes, definitely. I think this particular accident has also called into question the U.S. Navy's tempo of operations. So in the last 2 years, there is, okay, you're right, there is a noticeable increase in deployment of U.S. Navy surface assets, and this is understandable given China's increasingly assertive posture in the South China Sea. So what I'm worried about is the possibility or the likelihood of a miscalculation has actually increased from 2 years ago, given the number of assets that are actually deployed into this region now.
Also had an announcement from the US Navy that it's ordered a worldwide operational pause of its fleet. How does that impact this ongoing tussle between China and the US in our region?
I think any impact that you are likely to see is just going to happen over the next couple of days. I think there has been some statement from the US Navy saying that the operational pause is likely to happen only within 3 to 4 days. So what's going to happen over the next few days is that the admirals are going to get together with their senior leaders and examine the processes, the certification processes, the SOPs. And after that, I pretty much expect back to business as usual, especially in the South China Sea, you know, where the U.S. Navy has always maintained that it will put a very prominent presence in the face of a more robust China.
Now, in June, in Yokosuka, Japan, we had another collision, and three top commanders, I believe, involved in that collision were removed from their positions after an investigation found that there was flawed teamwork and inadequate leadership, and that contributed to the accident. What do we understand about the quality of the American naval forces in the region?
Well, I'm not able to comment, obviously, on how qualified they are or how experienced they are before they are allowed onto the bridge. But I can say for a fact that as part of the operational pause, I think the U.S. Navy is going to be re-examining the certifications that they award to their servicemen with regards to bridge competency, navigational competency, and also tactical vessel movement competency. So I think this is one of the areas that's being looked at.
Thank you very much. Rizwan Rahmat, Senior Defence and Security Analyst with Jane's by IHS Market. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.